I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now in Charlotte.
I'm inspired. He was over the top, marvelous, and I'm looking forward to hearing our president speak and then going home to work for his reelection.
A delegate reacting today to last night's barn burner from former President Bill Clinton. Reactions to the speech included one from longtime Republican strategist and former Romney aide Alex Castellanos, who said, "We can go home now. This will be the moment that probably reelected Barack Obama. Bill Clinton saved the Democratic Party once. He did it again last night." Taylor Batten is editorial page editor for the Charlotte Observer. Taylor, we want to get your thoughts on that. Did Bill Clinton save the party here in Charlotte? Because your paper, The Observer, had a poll this week that showed thousands of Democrats, a sliver, but still within that sliver, thousands peeling away from the party. Did he reel them back in?
That's right. Well, it's interesting to hear Alex Castellanos, of all people, say that. Because you wouldn't expect that. But, Bill Clinton is kind of like Babe Ruth. He points out the center field and tells you he's about to hit a home run, and on the very next pitch, he does. I mean, Bill Clinton, the expectations were so high, and he knocked it out of the park. I thought he did just the right mix of hitting Republicans, but also not just leaving it at that. He really made a case for what Obama has already done and that made the case for him in the future, and it was a hit with delegates.
Well, it might have been, but it also might be interpreted by Republicans, I'm sure it is being, as excuses. Here is Bill Clinton synopsizing the RNC theme. Let's listen.
In Tampa, did y'all watch our convention? I did. In Tampa, the Republican argument against the president reelection was actually pretty simple, pretty snappy. It went something like this. We left him a total mess. He hadn't cleaned it up fast enough, so fire him and put us back in.
And he went on to say why that was not a good idea. This is what people want to hear about, those independents. They want to have the answer to this question. Are we better off? And if we're not better off, why?
Right. And what Clinton was able to do, one of my colleagues wrote that what Democrats needed was Clinton's sensibility to Obama's sore. And what Clinton can do like no one else is both be sensible and sore at the same time. And this was really kind of a policy-heavy, kind of wonkish speech, and yet at the same time was a soaring speech.
Well, we found ourselves saying, why can't the Democrats do this at other times? We spoke to the head of the 2012 campaign committee. This is a Jim Messina, Wunderkind. And we asked him earlier this week, what's wrong with the messaging? And when we left, we heard an aide saying to Jim Messina, you didn't answer her. We didn't get satisfactory answers. People might have felt they did from Bill Clinton last night. Let's take another listen. Medicaid, for instance, he reminded people that 2/3 of Medicaid is spent on nursing home care for seniors, and went on to talk about what he said would happen if Mitt Romney ended Medicaid as we know it. Let's listen.
A lot of that money is also spent to help people with disabilities, including a lot of middle-class families whose kids have Down syndrome or autism or other severe conditions. And honestly, just think about it. If that happens, I don't know what those families are going to do.
Well, that is more of an emotional pitch, but he did seem to explain where the money is going in different cases.
He did, but look, I mean, as great as this speech was and as fired up as this hall was, this buzz is going to dissipate over the coming weeks, and voters are still going to vote. They're still coming off of four tough years, and so what you were talking about, the Democrats not sending their message as well as Bill Clinton did, they're going to have to do that in the coming weeks, because voters are going to have to decide, do I go with the likable guy or the guy who I feel better with on the economy?
And that was the setup from the Republicans. We've got about a minute left, and we are going to talk about the economy through the prism of Charlotte in just a minute. But what is it that you think voters here need to hear? Like, what specific things do they need to hear?
Well, what they need to hear from President Obama tonight is, how are things going to be different in a second term? The most powerful thing coming out of the RNC, I thought, was this question of, why do we have any reason to think that the next 4 years will be better than the past 4 years? And Obama needs to make clear tonight and convince those middle-of-the-road voters, how will the next 4 years be any different? And it's got to go beyond what we've already heard from him.
Yeah. Taylor Batten, editorial page editor for the terrific Charlotte Observer. And we've so appreciated your paper this whole week. We've just been stealing from it liberally. So thank you very much here at Radio Row in Charlotte. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Okay. Do I hear James Taylor still rehearsing? I think I do. Let's listen for just a second.
This walker we watch it shine. Watch her watch the morning come. Silver tear appearing now while I'm crying. Need I gone to Carolina in my mind?
North Carolina's son, James Taylor. As Rick Klein drifts off, your eyes closed, you're listening. Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, co-host of that network's webcast, Top Line, joined us on Radio Row. And to the business at hand, Rick, of course, James Taylor will be singing tonight, but Obama, President Obama will be speaking. More important, will he be able to outdo what Bill Clinton did last night?
No, I don't think he will. Honestly, I think he'll be compared to the 2008 speech. He'll be compared to the Bill Clinton speech. He'll be compared to the Michelle Obama speech earlier this week. I don't know that he can outshine any of them, but I think he's okay with that. I think he'll take the reflected glow of the others out there. We know that Barack Obama can give a heck of a speech when the moments are right. He'll have the opportunity tonight. And he's had, I think, an effective first couple of nights of people making the case for him. Now's the chance to close the deal and make the case for himself.
Well, what do you think? We quoted Alex Castellanos. There's a buzz about this GOP strategist who said on CNN right after the speech, Bill Clinton's, that it was the moment that probably elected President Obama. Boom. What are you hearing from Republicans?
They acknowledge that this was a great speech. What they argue with is whether it was an effective speech. They'd like to turn the argument back to where it has been all along. That's jobs and the economy and the last 4 years, not the last 20 years. If they can make this about the 4 years of the Obama economy, not about the 1990s, then I think they feel like they're on better terrain. But it's certainly complicated things to have Bill Clinton make that argument.
Well, but you also say Democrats are recasting the question, are you better off than you were 20 years ago? I mean, that's the question.
That is the question they'd like to have. They'd like to make this a referendum on the Clinton economy versus the Bush economy, as opposed to the Obama economy. Right. President Obama really running on the Clinton economic record.
Well, we did read a comment in the New York Daily News, a woman, a conservative, her reaction to all of the speakers last night. We heard from the law student, Sandra Plouffe, who supported birth control coverage and was vilified by Rush Limbaugh. We heard from Elizabeth Warren, the Senate candidate in Massachusetts. And this woman said most speakers seem to blame the rich for the injustices, that it was a blame game.
That's right. And I think if you can get back to that idea of class warfare, Republicans feel like they can turn this Democratic convention on its head a bit. But the whole lineup of speakers has been making an interesting argument to me. They've been making an argument for government to have a role in society. It's a hard argument to make these days, but they cast President Obama as a beneficiary of government programs himself, as an American success story, as a middle class success story. And if they can make that argument, then it cuts into a lot of the Republican appeal in this Tea Party era.
Have you had questions about messaging, Rick? Because we have. Why have they been so late in explaining President Obama on welfare to work, President Obama's and the Democrats' plans on Medicare? Bill Clinton went at it last night, but why does it take him?
Because he's better at it than anyone else in the party. It's not that they're not trying. They're trying to push back at these things. But you saw just this performance last night by Bill Clinton where there was so much policy, but it went down as smooth as Bill Clinton's voice because of the way that he's able to package it. All the statistics, all the numbers, it all rolled out, and it did it in a more effective way than President Obama's capable of.
Okay. Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, co-host of that network's webcast, Top Line. In a couple seconds, we will ask a Democrat, Senator Carl Levin, his thoughts on what's happening here this week. But sorry, Rick, you have to go because we have to listen to James.
I'd rather listen to him, too.
Bye-bye. Thanks.